Lord this morning.
So glad to see everybody in church. Glad to see Dole and Dorothy here today. And a few other guys, the first time you've been here. I appreciate y'all being here. I forgot your name. You told it to me, but I forgot it. But I appreciate you being here. God bless you for being in church. And let's go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, try to get in the way and then get out of the way right here. Just a little brief here today, but God knows all about that. And I don't want to make no promises and not be able to keep them. So 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse number 38. The Bible says, when Elisha came again to Gilgal, there was a dearth in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said unto his servant, set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof of wild gourds in his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. Praise God. Then he said, then bring meal. Verse 41 again, and he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people that they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot. I want to preach this morning on God's antidote. God's antidote. Everybody knows what an antidote is, right? Amen. You get snake bit or you get poisoned or something, and they get you to the hospital just right if they know exactly what that poison is. If they know exactly what that snake bite is or what type of snake it is, they've got an antidote for it. Amen. It counteracts it. God has an antidote this morning. God has the ability, amen, to put His touch on there, and it changes it all around. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, as we enter into your word and look into your word. We need your anointing, God. I know that your word is already anointed. God, there's nothing more that we could do, God, that would make your word any more anointed than it already is. God, I pray for that special anointing this morning that touches us, God, in a way that we receive from you and that our life is changed, and we give you praise. Lord, open our eyes that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name we pray. Church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Antidote. Praise God. God has an antidote this morning. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of things that hinder us in life. Fear is one of them. Amen. I want to talk about God's antidote for fear. Praise God. Sin. Amen. God's antidote for sin. I thank God that He has an antidote this morning. Thank the Lord. They had this food going on here, maybe some soup or something like that, pottage here, and somebody put some wild gourds in there, and they went out in the field. They probably more than likely didn't realize what they was doing. I don't see in this scripture that it was intentional, that they was intentionally poisoning this food. But they go out and, I don't know, some wild mushrooms or something like that. Somebody said the other day, said, to know if the mushrooms are good or not if you're picking them yourself. And they said that how you know is the bad ones kill you. And so that's a pretty good way of finding out, I guess. But anyways, here there was death in the pot. This was a very serious matter. Friends, I know that sometimes in life it's a serious thing. It's not a laughing or a joking matter. It was very serious. And I don't believe it was intentional, as I already said. He gathered, probably just trying to help, maybe trying to put a little more flavor in there, a little bit, you know, something else. We got to realize that sometimes in life, when we try to add, amen, and we try to put our things in there, if we're not careful, it'll cause us more harm than good. But they cried out and said, "Oh, man of God, Elisha, the prophet here." He was here at Gilgal. This talks about the sons of the prophets. This is basically the best way to understand it, like a Bible school or, you know, some type of a spiritual school where all these young people would come for teaching and learning, and they would dedicate themselves to the things of God and the ways of God. And so here was Elisha here, and whether it was that case for sure, as far as like a Bible school, that's probably best way we could understand it. And they're cooking for all of them. He said, "Hey, let's get some of this going. Let's eat." And there's death in the pot. Amen. And so when they told him, now I don't know exactly how this happened as far as if they kind of like made a gravy out of it. I know, you know, you can put some flour in there. That's the best way to get my mind to think about it or realize what was going on. Said, bring the cornmeal or flour and, you know, stir in, make it a little thicker, put some gravy in there or something. But the point of it is that God worked a great miracle and he took all of the harm out of the pot. Now listen to me, brother and sister, whatever you're facing today or whatever, amen, poison or whatever in our life, God has the power, amen, to cause his antidote, amen, to counteract what the devil and what sin and what the things of this world would bring harm into us and bring death into us. He has the power to counteract it. God has the power to change it around, to transform it, where it used to be this way and make it that way. And so they cast it into the pot and said, "Pour out to the people that they may eat." And the Bible said there was no harm in the pot. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. No harm. Faith for fear is God's antidote. God, amen, has faith for our fear. God has an antidote for fear. You know, fear is a horrible thing, and fear causes much torment. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in the book of John, where there's fear, there's torment. And you know, fear is something. Fear of the future. Fear, amen, of the present. Fear of, you know, what the doctor's going to say and all these different things. And I read something the other day and I thought about, amen, Brother Curtis teaching Sunday school and hearing him say, talking about worry. And I know he's talked about worry before and he may have read this, but I read the other day said that worry is a dark room where negatives are processed. Worry is a dark room where negatives are processed. Now, if the young people was in here, they probably wouldn't even know what negatives is. But, you know, they'd take them negatives in the dark room and print pictures with them. But worry is something that causes us to and carries us down. God has an antidote. And the Bible says that perfect love casteth out fear. It kicks it out. Amen. Fear. God has the ability. Amen. The poison of fear in our life. Praise God, where we're afraid of what's going to happen. We're afraid of what's going to take place. Hallelujah. It was Peter when he was walking on the water. It was fear that was causing him to go down. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 14 that the fourth night of the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Hallelujah. Jesus, verse 27, spake unto them, said, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." This was a type of fear, like they was afraid it was a spirit or a devil or something walking on the water, because they're like me and you. They ain't never seen nobody walk on water. They ain't never seen nothing like this. Jesus spoke to them. Peter answered and said unto him, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. Amen. He cried saying, Lord, save me. He started to sink in this, you know. He was sinking in the water, but really what he was sinking in was fear. And many of us, we're not sinking in water, but we're sinking in a lot of other things. Praise God. We might be sinking in sickness or sinking in fear or sinking in worry or sinking in doubt. Or sinking in debt, or sinking in, you know, problems of this life. Amen. And he was beginning to sink. He cried, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? When they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of truth, thou art the Son of God. Amen. Jesus said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? This fear, what we need is faith. Brothers and sisters, today, when fear gets a hold of us, we need God to give us faith. Amen. As the antidote for fear. Praise God. There's a lot of things to be afraid of in this life, and I know that life is so uncertain, and I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what it holds for me, and I don't know what it holds for you. But we all know that old song, amen, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Praise God. And so, no matter what we have to be afraid of, praise God, God has an antidote for that. Hallelujah. And he's able to counteract it. That's what they did. They threw meal in this pot. And when they threw it in there, it counteracted it. It took all the death out of it. It took all the harm out of it. Isn't that wonderful that God has the power to put something in our life that is able to take all the harm out of it? Praise the Lord. Amen. There's another story about a storm in a ship. And this is when Jesus was asleep on the ship. We know the story. We've all heard it before, but let's look at it again. Mark 4, when they sent away the multitude, they took him. They took him even as it was in the ship, and there were also other little ships. And there arose a great storm, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. I'm talking about God's antidote for fear. Jesus was asleep. Amen. These men knew these waves. They knew these storms. They knew this was a serious thing. Amen. This was not something that they was making up or that, you know, that they was overreacting about. This was a serious problem. They awake him and they say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now listen, I know this was a serious problem, just like what we face today. I was talking and praying, you know, the other day, talking to the Lord, and I was realizing again, in a greater measure, that the problems that people face today are real. It's not fake stuff. It's real stuff. It's real problems. It's real, amen, real sin. It's real addictions. It's real, amen, death. It's real. It's a real hell, amen. It's real, amen. Oh, God, help us. And this was real, but, you know, they said, Master, don't you care? Carest thou not that we perish? Now, listen to me, church. We could not accuse God of a lot of things, but come now, we can never accuse him of not caring for us. Amen. God cares for us. Hallelujah. And nobody ever cared for us like the Lord. Amen. They said, carest thou not that we perish? And if we're not caring serious problems, but God still cares about us. And he cares about us more than we could ever imagine or ever put into words or ever comprehend. God cares about us. They wake him up in the ship and they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Everything was calmed down. Oh, God. Amen. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Faith is the antidote for fear. You know, there's a lot of things to be afraid of. Amen. And they're real storms. Praise God. Amen. But God has an antidote for fear, and that's faith. Amen. Verse 41, they feared exceedingly, said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? That was the right kind of fear. That was the godly fear. Amen. The reverence that they had for him when they saw the power of God in his life. And I want to tell you something today, friend. Amen. You might face a real problem, and you may have real fear, and you might not want to talk about it. You might not want to get in this mouth.
microphone and tell your problems. And that's just fine. But God knows exactly every fear in the night and every struggle when nobody else knows and nobody else sees. And God has an antidote for that, and that is faith. Church, we need to believe God more now than ever. Amen. We need to believe God in a greater measure than we ever have. How come it's easy to believe Him when everything's going good? It's easy to believe Him when we're on top of the mountain, but that's not real faith. Real faith is when there's nothing. Hallelujah. Real faith, God uses Abraham as an example for real faith, because Abraham had no child and had no possibility of having a child, but God gave him the promise and said, you're going to have a child. Amen. Hallelujah. And said, I'm going to tell you something else. You're going to have that child through Sarah. Amen, which was 90 years old. Oh, God, this was an impossibility. Amen, but that was real faith because Abraham believed God. Amen, and he counted it unto him for righteousness. Church, we need to believe God when there's nothing. Hallelujah. Believe God when nothing is happening, when there's no way to believe God. That's what real faith is. Real faith is taking a hold to the promises of God. Amen. And saying, no matter what I see with my eye, I believe what God has told me. Amen. And I don't know about y'all, but I feel like that God has told me a few things. I feel like that God has given me some promises. Now listen, sometimes those promises get to the place where it seems like there is no way. Amen. There's no way. Don't you think that the devil ever jumped up on Brother Abraham's shoulder and said, what about that promise of God, Abraham? Amen. What about that? Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know what? He kept right on believing God, and God gave him righteousness, imputed righteousness unto him, counted it unto him for righteousness. God wants us to believe Him. There's one more before I move on. I want talking about fear. Amen. The Bible says that there was a man. Amen. There came a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name, in Mark chapter 5. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come lay thy hands on her, and she may be healed, and she shall live. Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. And then, you know, it tells us the story of the woman with the issue of blood coming behind and touching the hem of his garment. We've preached on that and sang about that and shouted about that. Amen. Where she just touched the hem of his garment, was made whole. But they had this stop right here, or all this, interruption right here. And Jairus is standing by. Can you imagine this father? He's standing by. He knows that it's the 11th hour of his daughter's life. He knows that she's about to die. He was the one that left. Amen. He's a standing here with all this crowd. Amen. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy master is dead. Trouble thou the master. Why troublest thou the master any further? Amen. Listen, it's too late now, Jairus. Amen. It's too late. Can you imagine the fear that came upon him? We know fear came on him because as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Church, amen. Hallelujah. This girl was really dead. Oh, and Jesus rose her from raised her from the dead. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, you know, this Greek word here, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was about the age of 12 years. They were astonished with a great astonishment. Amen. Jesus raised her up from the dead that day. Hallelujah. But he told him before he ever, hallelujah, made it to the house. He said, I'm going to give you an antidote for fear. Amen. Only believe. Praise God. Church, there's a lot of things that the devil tries to get us down with. Amen. The devil builds his kingdom on falsehood. Amen. And deception, but he cannot win. Amen. He will lose. And so we must believe God. Praise God. In the darkest night, believe God and trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. Only trust Him now. God has an antidote for fear. Praise God. And that's faith. Friend, today, if you're afraid of what the future holds, if you're afraid of what might happen, Amen. If you're afraid in a situation in your life, whether it be for your family, your finances, your children, or whatever it is, I'm telling you today, God has an antidote for that fear, and that is faith. Praise God. Now sin. Amen. God has an antidote for sin. Amen. Righteousness, holiness, holy living. Praise God. We're sinful people. Amen. We don't have good nature. Amen. Our nature is wickedness. Our nature is sin. And that comes from our father and his father and his father and his father all the way back to Adam. Amen. When they sinned, the Bible tells us in Romans that sin passed upon all men and all have sinned. Amen. And listen, we get saved. Amen. And we come to God and we come to the altar and pray. But that doesn't mean we're a perfect person. Come on, church. Amen. We're still going to fight battles. We're still going to fight temptations. We're still going to fight the devil. Amen. Jesus was tempted on the mountain himself. Jesus faced the tempter himself after he had fasted for 40 days. Amen. The tempter came to him. And so if I told you today that if you come down here and say, pray through, amen, and you would never be tempted to sin again, I'd be lying to you. Amen. Because we are going to face temptation. The Bible says that we will. But God has an antidote for that. Hallelujah. God has an antidote for sin. Glory to God. It's sanctification. It's holy living. It's righteous living. The Bible teaches us how to live. The Bible teaches us how to walk. And the Bible teaches us how to talk. Holiness is an antidote for sin. Listen, the Bible teaches us to live the best that we can, to live holy lives and to live sanctified lives. Why? Because we live in a wicked world. Not only do we live in a wicked world, we're wicked people. Amen. We're sinful people. We're not holy by nature. Only God can make us holy. Listen, we can better ourselves, but we can't change ourselves. Amen. We can do better. Listen, I've seen people do better. Amen. Oh, God. I've seen people get a hold of their self. Amen. With their will and do better. Listen, there's a lot of ways you can do better. You can do better by stopping. Amen. Sinning. You can stop sinning. You can stop stealing. You can, you know, a thief can become a better person by stopping stealing. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, somebody that's, you know, a cheating and lying or whatever, you know, on and on we could go. They can become better by stopping that. We can become better. Amen. I hope I'm not boring y'all this morning. I'm watching the clock. Amen. Try to get you out of here on time, but I'm preaching on God's antidote. God has an antidote. We've got a problem. It's a sin problem. Amen. Say, well, you know, I've got it, but the preacher don't have it. Friend, you're wrong. Every one of us have it. Amen. And if somebody tells you they don't have it, they're lying to you. And the Bible said they deceive theirself. It's found there in 1 John chapter 1. If we say we have no sin, amen, we deceive ourselves. Now listen, the devil will deceive us. Other people will deceive us. I've been deceived by other people. Amen. The devil has deceived me before. I'm going to tell you the best, the worst that takes the cake, so to speak, of deception is when we deceive ourselves. The Bible said if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. But if we confess our sins, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God has an antidote for sin. Amen. God has a way of keeping us in this hour we live in. Amen. You say, Brother Sam, are you perfect, my friend, today? Amen. No way. There's none righteous, no, not one. All our righteousness is as filthy rags, the Bible said. And we're all as an unclean thing and do fade as a leaf. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. God has an antidote. In our scripture text, there was death in the pot. Amen. He said, bring the meal then. Listen, friend, if you're struggling with sin, God has an antidote for sin. And that antidote is holiness. That antidote is sanctified living. That antidote is righteous living. Amen. Following the ways of God. Following the word of God. Amen. Following the straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. There's two roads. There's two destinies. Amen. One leads to heaven and one leads to hell. I want to tell you something today. God has an antidote for sin. Hallelujah. And it's righteousness. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1. I can't get into Romans chapter 1. I don't have time to go through it all. Amen. But it's almost like he was writing Romans 1 in 2018. Man, we just been in this, 7 days? But if you read all of Romans 1, Brother Curtis, it's just like he's writing it today. He's talking about the things that we're facing. He's talking about men being, amen, turned from the natural, amen, of loving a woman to loving a man. He's talking about people changing, amen, creatures unto God, amen, and bringing God down like he was a corruptible thing. You can go and read it. It is just like we're living today. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, God has an antidote for sin. Hallelujah. God didn't leave us without hope. God didn't leave us without mercy. Listen, it doesn't matter what sin we've committed today. God has mercy. Amen. He'll forgive every sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Besides the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed." Woo, hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the black back book. I know they want to ban it from the schools. I know they want to take it out of the courthouse. Amen. I know that it sits on the shelf. Amen. And collects dust. And I know when it's preached in its truth, it's not very popular in this day and hour. But I'm going to tell you something. It's the antidote for sin. Amen. If the world has a sin problem, there's an antidote. And that's the righteousness of God that's revealed right in the black back book. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. Do you mind if I say, it was good for mom and daddy. It's good enough for me. It was good for grandpa and grandma. It was good enough for me. Amen. Grandpa and grandma had the old black back book. Amen. The pages was worn. The pages was torn. Amen. They scribbled all over. Amen. But they sure did good, live good lives. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. Brother and sister, you know what they had found? They had found the antidote. You know, if you got poisoned this morning, if you was poisoned, you went to Good Shepherd Hospital, you told them, you know what? Amen, I've been poisoned by this drug, or I've overdosed, or they said this right here. This is the bottle that we found. They're passed out. You know what? More than likely, they'd have an antidote. Amen. Most of those poisons, amen, they have an antidote. Amen. I want to tell you something this morning, greater than anything that doctors could ever do. God has an antidote for sin. Hallelujah. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God showed it unto them. Hallelujah. God's not unrighteous. Praise God. God's faithful. He has an antidote for sin. Hallelujah. And it's living right, living sanctified life. You know, that's something we don't hardly ever hear about no more. Amen. But come on, some of us older saints of God. Amen. I don't want to make you feel bad this morning, but you remember years ago, those saints of God would rise up and say, "I thank God for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost." Woo! Hallelujah. My God, what are they talking about, sanctified? I'll tell you what they're talking about. They're talking about the antidote for sin. Hallelujah. They're talking about something that God had put in their pot. Amen. And when they was going to try to do something wrong, it was the fear of God. Amen. Mixed in that pot. They said, "Man, I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for God. I'd cause shame to the name of God. I'd cause shame to the church. Amen. And I don't want to go to hell." Hallelujah. You know what preachers did? They rose and they preached hellfire and brimstone. And they said, "If you don't quit sinning, you're going to go to hell." Hallelujah. God's got an antidote for sin. It's sanctified living. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Amen. I don't have the perfect recipe for my children. They can grow up and choose whatever they want to. But I can tell you, I got an antidote. Hallelujah. For the sin nature. Glory to God. You know what it is. It's a sanctified life. It's no different than that pot. They're stirring that vegetable soup or chili or whatever it was. And somebody threw in their extra seasoning. And it was wild mushrooms or wild gourds is what the Bible said. It's wild food was poison. They probably didn't know it was, but they threw it in there. They threw it in this pot in our scripture text. What are we going to do? There's death in the pot. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Amen. We're going to throw meal in it. We're going to throw the antidote. Hallelujah. And God worked a miracle right then and there. Listen, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hallelujah. The image of God. The image of God. Nobody's ever seen God and lived. The image of God. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Whom the God of this world blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. Amen. Of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves servants for Jesus' sake. We've got darkness in this room. Say, we got darkness in this room. How are we going to get the darkness out? Call the darkness vacuum company, and they'll bring the darkness vacuum cleaner and suck all the darkness out. Nope. They don't have a vacuum that cleans up darkness. You know how to get rid of darkness, brother? Hallelujah. The light. The light. It's an antidote. Praise God for darkness. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah! We have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Listen, we can't live holy in our own self. Amen. We can learn the ways of God. Amen. But the excellency of the power is of God. It is not of us. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. It's an old worthless earthen vessel. Amen. You let enough time go by, it'll start failing. Amen. The eyesight will start failing. The ears, the hearing will start failing. Amen. The old bones will get weak. And Uncle Arthur said in, come on, can I get a witness this morning? Amen. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. Amen. And it won't take long. If the Lord tarries his coming, we'll be back in the earth and we'll go back to the earth from which we came. I'm going to tell you, we have a treasure in this earthen vessel. Hallelujah. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Amen. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. How is it? I've got the antidote for sin. Hallelujah. Sister Bethany's cousin was down here visiting. Amen. They was riding four-wheelers and different things. If I know the story right, and that little girl, I think she's about 4 or 5, running through them weeds. Amen. Big old copperhead caught her and bit her. Amen. Her old leg swelled up. Amen. Took her to the hospital. They took her over there to Shreveport. Flew her to Shreveport. Hallelujah. I was over there at Shreveport. Amen. I said, why? One of the nurses, I said, why? Because they've had her there at Good Shepherd. I said, why'd they bring her over here to Shreveport? Amen. That nurse said, amen, Shreveport, whatever I think is that LSU hospital over there? Anyways, that college hospital over there, I believe that said LSU hospital has the best, amen, antidote for snake bites in the area. Praise God. I thought, man, if I ever get snake bit, I hope I'm in Louisiana. Amen. Right there close. But regardless of that, amen, that's what that nurse told me. She said, we've got the best reputation for snake bites right here at this hospital. You know what they did to that little girl? Amen. They had her leg all marked up and swollen up. Bless her heart. Amen. They was pumping antidote to that poison into her. Amen. And now she's a walking and running just like normal. Didn't take but just a few 2 days. Amen. They let her out of there. What was it? It was the antidote. Amen. For that poison and that snake. Friend, you've been bit by the snake this morning. Your life is in a mess. Your heart is broken. You're afraid. Amen. God has an antidote. You say, you know, the worst thing we could do, amen, is come in that hospital, amen, with that big old swollen leg. Amen. God help me this morning. Amen. What's wrong with you, Mr. Snow? Well, I'm just fine. We do the same thing. We've been bit by sin. God has the antidote for the poison. Hallelujah! I don't need no help. I'm just fine. We're broken. We're down. Stand together with me this morning. Somebody's here today. Sin has bit your life. Sister Bethany is going to play on the piano here just briefly. Before we go this morning, I'd like to ask you a question. I want everyone to bow their heads. I wouldn't want nobody looking around. I'm not here to embarrass no one. That's not my intention at all. Not to make an example of you at all. But I'm here today. I'm preaching on God's antidote. I come to tell you that God has a cure for your broken heart and your broken dreams, all your disappointments in life. God has an antidote for that. He has the way to help you. He has the way to strengthen you. You're here this morning. You'll be honest with God, honest with yourself. I don't want nobody looking around. I'm not here to embarrass no one. You just slip your hand up, slip it down. Say, preacher, pray for me in my life. I've been bit by sin's poison. Got disappointments in my life and frustrations that only God knows about. Would you pray for me that God would help me? Just slip your hand up, slip it down. Yes, sir, I see your hand. Yes, ma'am. Anyone else? I'm not here to embarrass anyone, but if you'd like prayer, I'm here to take it at this time. The pastors know I need prayer this morning. I need God to help me. Anyone else? How about it? Is there another one? Is there one? I need God to help me. Pray for me. Pray for me that God would help me. Yes, sir, I see your hand. Just slip it up and slip it down. I need God to help me. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, we thank you for the time this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your antidote for sin's problems. Thank you for the cure for what we face. Help us, Lord, this morning. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. I want to open up these altars if you'd like prayer. Amen. Maybe you didn't raise your hand. Maybe you did. It makes no difference to me. Let's take some time to pray with God. If you'd like special prayer about anything, amen. Let's gather, and everyone that will, let's come and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Won't you come with the church? Amen. Let's say, Lord, help me. Amen. Kneel down. Say, Lord, touch me. Lord, I need your antidote in my life.